Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 29th. No. Tuesday, the 24th of April, of May of 2022. And I'm your host tonight, The Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you wherever you are tuning in from, however you might be tuning in, whether you're using a laptop, a smartphone. Like we've said before, always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone, because you do all this other stuff on your phone, you know, pay your bills, including, by the way, your monopolistic power bill, because pretty much anywhere you live in the U.S., there's only one power company per area, which I think needs to change. Instead of having one, there should be like 12. Oh, yeah. But that's for another time. Nonetheless, I'm glad that you're with us, tuned in to the program. And so, to let you give you an idea, on Memorial Day, I'll be talking a little bit about, you know, those who died for our country. Why would they do that? We'll talk a little bit more about that when that comes. I don't want to do that right now, because if I do, then I might not have the same reason to mention it on the day itself. So I just thought I would let you know of that. But what I will say is that this upcoming weekend, there is true reasoning behind the day, Memorial Day, beyond just booger out, cook out, hot dogs. Mystery, as I like to call them, mystery tubes. You know, brats or whatever you're going to grill. And there's reason to it for beyond just the starting of the weekend. I mean, the starting of the summer and boating and the getting in the pool and what have you. Even though I'm all for that, there is true meaning behind it. Just like how it is with the Fourth. There's meaning beyond that, too. It's not just a three-day beer, grill out, and, you know, everything else. So, just thought I'd let you know of that. So, we're just thinking of something real quick. Oh, in addition, this weekend here in Michigan, It's going to get progressively warmer, including in some places possibly upper 80s by Monday. How about that, Memorial Day? I'd rather have upper 80s than upper 60s. I'm serious. There were Memorial Days back when I was little. I found out about that a few years ago, actually. There were Memorial Days when I was little. There was a couple of them that were only in the 50s. Thankfully, that hasn't happened in quite a while. Except for a couple of years ago where the temps were falling through all day. Thankfully, it doesn't look like they'll be doing that this year. And I am honestly glad to tell you that. I really am. So, I think it'll be a nice weekend. And not just same. In case you might be wondering, we had this guest minister Sunday named Alfonso Vargas, and he has a very similar background to Dr. Barclay. In fact, his story almost be crazier. They're both the exact same age. I mean, Alfonso's like a couple months older. But back in the 70s, he was the number one most wanted drug lord in San Diego County. I'm not kidding. I am serious. He got saved in the 70s, just like Dr. Barclay did. They met in the late 70s for a while. Dr. Vargas was living here in Michigan, in the Midland area, for a while. But then he ended up moving, and now he pastors a church in Texas, somewhat near San Antonio. And one time, when I was little, he was praying over me all night long during a certain service. I forget what conference it was and what have you, but I must have been real little. But he was praying for me all night long. I know this because my mom told me about it recently. You talk about a powerful man. You talk about a man of faith. And he's went through several different times the spirit of death tried to take him out, but he won every time. And he's still alive and going, still preaching the word of God as God has called him to. And I was grateful to get to say hi to him personally on Sunday. I think one of these days, I told him about my show. One of these days, what I want to do is have him on here to share with you part of his testimony and how he came to know Christ and all that. Because you think about it, when this is called Miracle Man, call it that because, you know, I believe in miracles. I've seen miracles in my life. And I know Jesus is the miracle worker. He is. And I firmly believe it. And so that is some really awesome stuff. I'm thinking about what all I'll ask him, but I'd love to have him on here and have him tell his story. But the way I'm going to do it is I'll ask him questions. Because originally he was not right with God. But then he got saved and got right. You know what's better, though? As if you're right with God from the start. And give your life to Christ at a young age. Because that's a great testimony. When you can hear someone say, I was never bound to any of that stuff. I didn't do drugs. I didn't get into drinking or any of that stuff. I just stayed clean and pure and, you know, walked with my Jesus. That ultimately can be the ultimate goal. But you think about someone going from the number one drug lord in a given county to being getting saved and running after God. God literally transformed his life. So, for those of you who might be tuned in who don't know Jesus, or maybe you do know Jesus and you're tuned in, but maybe you have a family member who's totally lost. Maybe they're once a follower of God and then slipped away and went down the wrong road. There's hope for them. But it's because if he can take someone from the number one drug lord in a given county to running after God and being a pastor of a church, that's my God. And that part of the story, Dr. Vargas didn't mention that part, but Dr. Barclay did Sunday night. And I was glad that he did because it gave me perspective. He is really a miracle worker. And that's why I mean, I put my trust in him. I put my hope in him. That's why I keep on trusting in my Jesus. I do, and it's not something that I am taking lightly at all. So, there was something else that I was going to mention. Oh, for you ladies out there, there is a Women of Righteousness conference hosted by Vicki Barclay at Living Word Church, Midland, Michigan. You can find out information online. It's between the 2nd and the 5th of June. So next Thursday to next Sunday. And by next, I mean a week from this coming Thursday. And if you want to go there, you can get blessed and receive, get around some like-minded ladies and have a good time in the Lord. And even though I'm a man, I just figured I'd tell you ladies about that. Amen. Now, our regular 2 announcements that I always run on this program. Number 1, I do want to remind you about the Miracle Man, the Rivers of Miracles, which is my book. Now, my mom wrote it, but I like to say it's my book. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of my life and how gracious God has been and all the miracles that God has done in my life. And it's been very powerful, everything that God has done, and it's just been really miraculous just seeing him move on my behalf. And it's not something that I am taking lightly. And so you've had as many healings in your life as I have. And different miracles that I've had that are in the book. It really should increase your faith. I honestly pray that it will increase your faith. I honestly, I believe it will increase your faith. And it's not something that I take lightly. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you sow your seed, it just helps us keep going, keep reaching people. And I pray that we'll have even more people tuning in from even more countries. And so I'm really thankful for that, for the high amount of people that are tuning in from these various countries. And it really is something that I thank the Lord for. Amen. And it's not something that I'm taking lightly. Praise God. Now, as you're sowing, what you do is you type in my name, Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like you to keep in mind is that there is the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla. Both of those are capitalized. And so I just wanted to make sure that you would make a note of that. So please do. Please do, please do, please do. And the verse that I want to sell into you tonight is where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper, even as your soul prospers. So you have to look at yourself and be like, well, how is my soul doing? How am I feeling? What am I saying? What am I confessing with my mouth? Am I saying I'm a winner? God is with me? God's helping me? Or am I saying I'm losing? Or is there a God? What? So you just got to look at yourself. Check yourself. Examine yourself. Examine your heart. Amen. All right. I remember. I forgot to tell you. So, tonight, would have actually been this afternoon our time, but this morning, this afternoon our time, but this evening, Tuesday evening, India time, my dad preached to over 300 people. Which I think is amazing. And I am so grateful for what God is doing through my dad there in India. I just know God is doing marvelous things there. And I am just so thankful that he is moving on my dad's behalf. And I know that for a fact, that God is moving on his behalf. And it is nothing that I am taking lightly. And so I thank God for what he's doing there. I do. I'm going to get into a couple of songs before we get into the Word of the Lord for tonight. Lord, I want more of you. Holy Spirit, rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. Mm-hmm. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry, we are hungry, we are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus, we are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I come to you, ever being changed, renewed, glowing from the grave that I found in you. Lord, I come to you, ever being changed, will be stripped away. May the power of your love hold me close. Let your arms surround me. Change me, fall, draw me to your side. As I wait, I'll rise up like the eagles, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. What I've come to know, Lord, I come to know and pause in my life, in living every day, in the power of your love. Hold me close, let your arms surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagles, so I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on. From the power of your love, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagles, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hold me close, Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong. Blowing from heaven, Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. And so today this army will fight with heart and soul. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy going strong, flowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. And so today this army will fight with heart and soul. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire. A wind blow, a stream flowing strong, blowing from heaven. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire. The stream flowing strong, flowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, a wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Keep blowing blood and fire. We call upon blood and fire. A wind blowing strong, a stream blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Keep blowing blood and fire. We call upon blood and fire. A stream blowing strong, flowing from heaven. So to yourselves in righteousness, break up the foul ground. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains his righteousness upon you. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. It's coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard of your mighty works. We stand in awe of you, Lord. Revive the enemy. Now is the time to make them know a mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. So to yourselves in righteousness, break up the foul ground. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes and reigns His righteousness upon you, a mighty rain and a mighty wind, a mighty wave, a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Oh, a mighty wave, a mighty wind, a mighty wave, a mighty wind, it's coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard of your mighty words. We stand in awe of you alone. Revive the enemies. Now is the time to make them know. A mighty wave, a mighty wind. A mighty wave, a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. A mighty wave, a mighty wind, a mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. He's coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that you are with us tonight. Thank you for who you are to us, for what you are to us. Thank you that you are the way maker. You are the healer. You are raising us up again. Thank you for what you are in us, for who you are to us, for what you have done, what you're going to do. Thank you that you are just using us mightily. Thank you that you know what we have need of tonight. And I thank you that you are meeting every need that we have tonight. Thank you for every one of these listeners that is tuned into the broadcast tonight. And I make my confession. Thank you, Master, that you are meeting every need. You're healing every body, healing every mind of those who are tuned in, who are believing for you to heal them. And you have need, you know what they have need of when I don't. And I just thank you that you are meeting every need. Thank you that you use me to deliver the Word of God to these listeners tonight, to wherever they are at across this globe, from all these different time zones. And I thank you for all these different people, all tuned in from all over the place. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I claim that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this program in your matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. And now, I thank you for that, what you're doing. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs 17. Amen. Proverbs 17. And I want to encourage you. Stay with us. Just stick with us. Don't be wandering off. Stick with us. Whatever I do, you do. If I sing again, you sing. I pray, you pray. We just follow along and do whatever I do. Amen. Just giving you a minute to find it. Proverbs 17, I'm going to begin with verse 1. A dry crust with peace and quiet is better than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the brothers. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked man listens to evil lips. A liar pays attention to a malicious tongue. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the aged. In other words, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Arrogant lips are unsuited to a fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is a charm to the one who gives it. Wherever he turns, wherever he turns, he succeeds. He who covers over an offense promotes love. Whoever repeats a matter separates close friends. A rebuke impresses a man of discernment more than 100 lashes a fool. An evil man is bent only on rebellion. A merciless official will be sent against him. Better to meet a liar robbed of her cubs than a fool in his folly. If a man pays back evil for good, evil will never leave his house. starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Of what use is money in the hand of a fool, since he has no desire to get wisdom? A friend loves at all times, for a brother is born for adversity. A man lacks in judgment. A man lacking in judgment strikes hands and pledge and puts up security for his neighbor. He who loves a quarrel loves sin. He who builds a high gate invites destruction. A man with a perverse heart does not prosper. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. To have a fool for a son brings grief. There is no joy for the father of a fool. A cheerful heart, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the ones who love him. It is not good to punish an innocent man or to flog officials for their integrity. A man of knowledge uses words of restraint, and a man of understanding is even tempered. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent and discerning if he holds his tongue. Chapter 18. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt. And with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels, They go down to a man's, in most parts. One was slack in his work, is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is there fortified city. They imagine it unscalable wall. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. A man's spirit sustains him sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out. A gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. The first to present his case seems right. Until another comes forward and questions him. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. An offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city. And disputes are like the bare gates of a citadel. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death. In other words, I like saying it, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. And he receives favor from the Lord. A poor man pleads for mercy, but a rich man answers harshly. A man of many companions say they come to ruin, but there is a friend. Excuse me. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So, based on what we've read several different times in the last couple of days, what we're seeing is the words of our mouth. It's really important that we watch our mouths. And I don't just mean, you know, don't let anything profane come from them. Though, yes, that's important too. But you have life and death are in the power of your tongue. So if you've been diagnosed with a disease like cancer, we'll say. And we'll say it's grown to a stage that it could be deadly. At that point, what are you going to say? Are you going to take authority over that thing and curse it and say, by his stripes, I am healed of the Most High God? Or are you going to get all downtrodden, and not just in your mind, but in your speech, and say, I don't know. I don't know. Does the Lord care about me at all? I guess I'm just going to die. And I don't know if there's hope for me. You see, life and death are in the power of your tongue. And so that's why it's so important to watch what you say with your own mouth. Speak life. Don't speak death. Speak life. Speak hope to that situation. Don't speak dismay and depression. Speak joy of your loved ones. Speak, claim that they're blessed. Don't sit there and claim poverty, even if it's that person you don't like. You don't have to like everyone, but the Bible does say that we're supposed to love everybody, even the ones we don't like, because you're going to meet people that you're not necessarily going to like. I'm serious. You will. But nonetheless, so what you see here is life and death, they are in the power of the tongue. That's really what there is to this. And it's almost like, kind of like something like this thing with, so goes your attitude, there goes your life. Like that. But what you're, that's why, this is why it's so important to watch your confession. And if you're making all kinds of negative confessions over yourself, negative confessions over your family, then it's not going to be so good as if you're confessing even if they're not necessarily doing right. As instead of saying, how about instead of saying, let's just say you have a prodigal child who has ran off and gotten into some trouble, and maybe not in trouble with the law, but maybe they've been, like, you know, gotten off into sin and stuff. And how about instead of saying, I don't know if I'll get them back, I hope they've thought about coming back and getting right with God. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. At this point, I guess they won't. That's what your brain will try to get you to say. How about instead, if we said, in the name of Jesus, I pray that that prodigal son or daughter of mine will come and get right with God and will be found in the house of God where they are meant to be. And you speak life. You take authority over it. By the words of your mouth. Folks, this is why we have to wash our mind. We have to wash our minds with the water of the Word of God. Because if you're going to say something, chances are it's something that's been in your mind. And this is why, this is part of why we have to make sure that we're washing our minds with the water of the Word of God. It's the biggest thing you have to bathe. Wash it with the water of the Word of God. Oh, that brain of yours is still giving you some problems? Then reopen that Bible. Because you'll have thousands of thoughts in a day. And many of them may not be good. So when I was little, I remember this program that I used to listen to called The Donut Man. And I remember something The Donut Man had said. I was teaching the kids. The devil wants us to disobey and to think bad thoughts. But God sent us his word through Scripture to help us obey and to think good thoughts. I know, maybe that sounds a little kiddish to you, but to me, it's down to earth. And so maybe some of those kids might have thought, maybe they thought, you know, to disobey our parents. But the devil wants you to disobey God, of course. But God sent us his scripture. He wants us to obey him. He wants us to think good thoughts, not thoughts of evil. He doesn't want us to think thoughts of depression, sadness, worry. And in their lifetime, who hasn't worried? But you see, I just felt like after what we read the last couple nights, that it was a good time to mention some things about confession and how it is connected to what you're thinking in your mind. Because obviously, you know, we have our brain. And so that's why it's important that we find ourselves in the book. that we find ourselves in the house of God, so that we can have faith, not fear, not worry, hope, not depression. Because when you have worry and you mix in some if you got some worry, then you mix in with that some doubt and unbelief, and then you put in there some fear, some depression. Not good stuff. How about instead we get some hope, some joy, some, you know, some faith. You know, some gladness, some thankfulness, instead of all that other stuff. Some trust in the Lord. If you can do that, then you'll live a whole lot better. If you can stop living in fear, stop walking in doubt and unbelief, and trust in the Lord and in the power of his might. And there's a verse I want to quote unto you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Instead, he's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. A sound mind doesn't mean wishy-washy. Just thinking something because maybe someone else wants you to think it. And there's something else we read tonight that's pretty cool. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And there's a sign that I remember we used to have in my mom's house. Like when I was younger, actually, when I used to live in Sanford, my mom's house, we had this sign. It said, "Laughter is the music of the heart." And I think that's so cool, because it's important to have a good sense of humor. God has a sense of humor, in case you didn't know. I think it's funny. We're in Proverbs there where it says, you know, it says, it's better to live on a roof than to live in a house of fools. He says it's literally better to have to live on the roof I know he's making a point there, but I honestly think it's humorous the way he says that. For a little while when I was younger, like 16, I was going through this phase where I thought that this book of Proverbs, like for some reason, I liked the rest of the Bible but not Proverbs. I don't know why. But thankfully I've been delivered from that. So grateful for that, because uh, because then my mom told me about, reminded me about where it says that. And I knew what was in there all along. I did know. And after she said that and was laughing, I thought it was funny. She was literally laughing when she mentioned it to me. That little that little laugh that she has. Emily, don't you think my mom literally has that once in a one of a kind laugh? It's kind of funny, actually, that laugh of hers, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is. Like different people have their different. But you see, listeners, God really does have a sense of humor, and you know that is a good thing to have. And some of you folks might have not laughed in a long time, but. I am going to end with, not to get political here, but just an observation. Being we're talking about this whole sense of humor thing. Something that I have noticed. I noticed over a few years, but I first noticed this, mentioned it to someone about a year and a half ago. What it is a theory that I used to think was just my personal theory. A couple different people I've mentioned this to, they would agree with me on this, and that is this. I noticed that conservatives and their followers tend to have more of a sense of humor regarding the issues than what those who are than of those who are Democrats. And they'll even, like on the conservatives, like Trump would even come up with different nicknames for them, some of the ones on the other side. Crying Chuck, Chuck Schumer, and like some others. And even the ways they would mention dealing with the issues. Like, and I thought they were way more funny. And the liberals, for whatever reason, just tend to not be as funny. Instead, they just want to shove everything down our throats. Excuse me. Why that is, I don't know. But Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts, that we would follow in your footsteps, that we would watch our mouths, that we would wash our minds with the water of the word of God. And then we would give our thoughts, pay attention to our thoughts. And that you would help us with this. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Tigers last night, 4-1, they fell to the Minnesota Twins in Minnesota. Their offense came as a result of a grand slam in the bottom of the first after the Tigers had scored a run to make it 1-0 in the top of the first. Tigers try tonight in Minnesota, 8 o'clock, actually 8:10. Listen on AM 790 in this area or check local listings here in Michigan. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night.